Just outside of Yellow Springs is a former farm that has been turned into Ohio's first center for regenerative practice. It's a new project by the Arthur Morgan Institute, which serves as an educational and research center to explore the direct relationship between healthy environments and healthy communities. County Lines producer Renee Wild brings us the story.
The Arthur Morgan Institute for Community Solutions was founded in 1940 by Arthur Morgan, who was a president of Antioch, to study, as he called it, the possibility of the small community, which he saw as the seedbed of society and a really important part of democracy.
That's Susan Jennings, the executive director of Community Solutions.
The organization is now 80 years old, and it's gone through several iterations. Most recently, we've been focused on community resilience, and specifically community resilience in the face of climate change and economic disruptions.
3 years ago, a large farm on the edge of Yellow Springs came up for sale, and Community Solutions was able to purchase two parcels, which included the original farmhouse and the barns, along with 128 acres of woods and farmland. Called Agraria, this repurposed farm is used as a land laboratory, educational center, and environmental stewardship program.
There are a lot of words out there that get thrown around for practices like what we're doing. There's restoration, there's regeneration, there's rewilding. My name is Gabby Loomis Amrine, and I am the land manager and one of the naturalists out here at Agraria. I like to think of it as regenerative, specifically because I think restoration, or this idea of going back to, well, first of all, it denies damage that's been done, I think has this underlying intent to abdicate us of our role in process. Regeneration implies kind of this vivaciousness, acknowledging what has been done, but also saying, like, we can make things healthy, you know, not we can go back to where how things were. I also think restoration implies this kind of almost romantic idea of the pristine myth. You know, Native peoples have been tending woodlands and prairies in this area for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and I think white land managers like myself do a grave injustice not to acknowledge that humans have been on this land for a very long time and cultivating it in a healthy way. So here we are looking at an early successional woodland, is what people would generally call this. So you can see on the
as part of the regenerative process, Gabby has been leading a small crew in clearing out non-native plants like honeysuckle from the wooded areas. Native species are introduced and encouraged where the non-native species have been removed.
So what we're doing by trying to control the honeysuckle populations and other non-native plant populations around here is allow for more ecological diversity, allow for more dynamic equilibrium to kind of come back into play.
Yeah, I brought my muck boots.
Okay.
So I could get across, I think, but I don't know about the rest of the team.
Out in the woods, Gabby and I wade across a rain-swollen creek. Here, a path is being cleared for a paved multi-use trail that's funded by a grant from the Clean Trail Fund. The trail is named Mary's Way after a land donor and will provide a link between the Yellow Springs community and the farm.
We have camps out here. You sign up for those on our website. And we also, like I said, do research. So area universities and high schools and middle schools will come out. And actually, we have third graders coming out in the next couple weeks here from Mills Lawn, and they do some soil science stuff. It's really exciting. You know, we're a really young farm, and we're a fairly young staff, and we're all quite new with kind of land stewardship and land management, and I don't think we want to claim to be experts, but I think we want to claim to be a network where ideas can be shared. You know, people can come in and share novel things that they're doing. So, yeah, I think that's how I view Agraria, not as, like, this beacon of, you know, expertise, but as one node in a network.
I leave Gabby out in the woods, where she is using a machete and a chainsaw to create new connections between communities and ecosystems. For County Lines on WYSO, I'm Renee Wild in Greene County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities and is produced at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.